Alright, let's see what's on TV. Oh, that's a catchy tune. I think this isn't it. Not that bad. Hillary, democracy. This is a republic. People are standing for Hillary? I don't know how much more of this I can take. What's wrong with my TV button? We know what we're fighting for, oil. Now why won't you change? Batteries must be dead. We gotta go get some batteries. No Hillary for me. No Hillary. I'll be alright. Come on, change. Battery's upside down. Fix them. Alright, there. Alright, here we go. Change it. Change. Change. What? What is it, on every channel? No. I'm being programmed. What is this? No! Change it! Welcome to Libbird TV's The Big Plantation. Alright, well, there's so many different things that I can go through today. We'll start with this gun control issue. I read a recent story here on how in Illinois they are banning a good deal of ammunition, and they're adding a tax on ammunition that will raise the price of ammunition 200%. They're also going to make it so every single last shell casing that you buy in the state of Illinois will be tracked with your name on it. So now if, say for instance, you misplace a shell, or let's say you were at the shooting range and you were shooting off some rounds into a target, and a criminal stops by and picks up some of your shell casings, he can leave them at a crime scene and you can be framed. These shell casings can be used against you, okay, because it tracks to your name. Alright, this is Big Brother for you. What do you expect, people? Do you really think that all these school shootings, you know, in gun safe zones, they're gun free zones, this happens every time. Nobody's allowed to have a gun there, but somehow a criminal gets a gun and brings it there and shoots people up. This got me so angry because the media is playing it so big. And the reason they play it so big is because they're trying to get their agenda across, which is gun control. Alright, they want to take your guns away from you because they are afraid. They are very, very scared of the American people. Alright, they play this over and over and over. Every major news station, every time there's a shooting, and they tell you the guy's name. They tell you his life history. I mean, he more or less becomes a martyr. Martyr for his cause, whatever it may be. You know, maybe he got picked on or kicked in the head when he was a kid and he decided to go shoot people. There's a simple solution to this, of course. The simple solution that I've heard, I figured out myself, and I gather most intelligent beings out there understand this, that if you don't post the person's picture and their name on every channel across the country, and sometimes the world, maybe they won't do this. I mean, the reason they tell us, I'm doing this so nobody will ever forget me. My name will live on. So in other words, you're just helping them by broadcasting them all across the country, all across the world, the internet, everywhere. Now, we are doing a major service for them, all right? So, in effect, the media itself is causing these school shootings. All right, we can thank the media. We can thank the media because they are allowing these people to become martyrs. They're not allowing them, they are making them into martyrs. They might be talking bad about them and say, oh, they're horrible people, but they're getting world recognition. They're coming to take your guns. Alright? I cannot be more simple. They are coming to take your guns. And the reason they are coming to take your guns is because they want complete control. Because they are afraid of people that think for themselves. They want to turn you into nothing but a shell of a human being. A shell of a human being. So what are you going to do? I mean, it's almost too late. If you don't have ammo and guns, I mean, what are you going to do? In the state of Illinois, they're actually making a law that you have to take all your ammo and turn it into the sheriff's office. So if it's not, you know, trackable now, you can only buy trackable ammo. I don't even know what, you know, it goes all the way back to 9/11. It goes all the way back to 9/11. Right after 9/11, within a week or two, they had this family on Fox News. And I almost crapped my pants. I was like, what is this? This family's like, you know, I am so scared of terrorists. I mean, you know, I don't want, you know, anything to happen to my family. So we are going to take the microchip. So then the government can protect us. And this is the mentality. All right, this is the mentality of the gun control lobbyists. This is the mentality of a good majority of America. I mean, there are really a lot of idiots out there that think that, you know, by giving all their rights away and all their liberties to the government, they're going to be safe. I mean, this kind of reminds me of a Colbert Report. I saw Colbert, he had a show not too long ago, a couple months ago, I guess, talking about the Live Free or Die state logo in New Hampshire. Live Free or Die. Now, Live Free or Die, that is, and Live Free or Die Trying, it's such a strong statement, all right? Some people think it's extreme. But it's a state logo for New Hampshire, you know? It's a state logo. It's like, you know, in Pennsylvania, it has a state logo. New Jersey, Texas, everybody's got a state logo. Theirs is Live Free or Die. And he said, Live Free or Die unless a terrorist is going to kill me, and then I'll give up my rights. Something along that line. And that's basically what is happening in America. I mean, you listen to these talking heads on Fox News. They're like, you know, oh, we got to, you know, give up our rights to be safe. And you don't realize that the biggest threat that you have to your safety is the government. All right? If you look at history. All right? People, whenever they give up their rights to their government takes advantage of them and they kill them. All right? They kill them. I don't want to, you know, scare you to death, but that's, you go ahead and continue giving up your rights, your government is going to kill you. All right? They're going to round you up. They're going to put you in camps, including me. I guarantee they'll be coming for me and everybody I know. Like, I bet you 9/10 of the population of the United States would be rounded up and exterminated, and they would allow the stupid people to survive, because stupid people will make nice slaves. See, everybody thought the Civil War was about ending slavery, because that's what you've been taught. All right. I read a really interesting book. It's called Lies My History Teacher Told Me, or Lies My Teacher Told Me. And the book is really, really interesting because it goes in a lot of points and a lot of history that you're not taught until, of course, you go to college. I mean, it's completely different from public school to going to a private school. State-sanctioned education is very, very, very false. I cannot emphasize that enough. They take people that are our leaders and they make them so they are superhuman, never done wrong. This is how they explain it. There are three types of people, all right? You have the Sasha, the living dead, and the living, all right? Now, the Sasha are the people like Abraham Lincoln, all right? Nobody alive today has ever met Abraham Lincoln, all right? Nobody. Nobody knows anybody that has met him. So he is Sasha. He is Sasha. What we know from him is what's been passed down from generation to generation. And then there's the Living Dead. FDR would be the Living Dead. There's some people, you know, plenty of people still alive today that could have met FDR or were alive at the time that he was alive. So he would be the Living Dead. And then you have the dead, which is, and then you have the living, which is, I'd say, you know, George Bush, Carter. They're still alive. People are still alive that met them. And history is taught like this. What they do is they start you off each year in high school, and you start learning from all the way back to the 1400s or the Middle Ages, and by the end of the year, if you're lucky, you might have reached the War of 1812. And you go on your summer vacation, you come back, and they start you back at ground zero again. You're back at the Dark Ages, and you never get past the War of 1812. And the reason for it is they don't want you to take your current events and apply it to history. Because if you apply current events to history, you'll realize that history is not that far long ago. It was yesterday. It's, you know, and it pertains to today. Yesterday pertains to today. And they don't want you to put two and two together. I mean, how many people here, all right, know everything about Vietnam? I know hardly anything about Vietnam. What I learned is what I learned on my own. I didn't learn anything in school. And the reason is they don't want you saying, hey, there are people that were, you know, around in the Vietnam doing politics during Vietnam, and they're still around today. They're still doing politics. They don't want you to know what they did. Because if you did, you would be mad as hell. Alright? This is why history is such an important part of what we have to realize here. Alright? Because history repeats itself. And we are well past fascism now. We are in a fascist state. And if you cannot wake up and realize that we are in a fascist state, you are ignorant. You are an ignorant. Alright? Ignorance. What is the root word of ignorance? Ignore. Because you're ignoring the facts. You continue ignoring the facts, it's going to come back and it's going to bite you in the rear end. It's time to wake up. Wake up, wake up. Because if we don't, we're gonna end up dead. It's simple as that. You're going to end up dead. Now, you know, a lot of you are like, I'm not afraid to die. You know, so what? You know, if they got this big conspiracy theory to kill me, then so be it. You may not care, but I care, and I care about my children. I care about my future grandchildren and my great-grandchildren, and I care about your future children and your future grandchildren. All right? Because we don't want them growing up in a world where they are a complete slave. All right? Slavery. Oh, I can't emphasize it. The whole Federal Reserve system, it's a balanced power of slavery where people don't even realize that they are slaves. They think they are free because they have free will. They can wake up in the morning and not go to work. So they're not slaves. And they don't want to be like, oh, well, you know, if you consider what happened back in the 1700s, 1800s with the slave trade, they got whipped and everything and, you know, beat, raped, and they were worked into the ground. They were used as tools. Well, I'm sorry to say it, but you too are used as a tool. And you are too. Run into the ground. You don't realize it, but you are. Why do you think Americans are so stressed out? Stress is not natural. You're not supposed to be stressed out. Stress is a human thing, all right? This is what happens with society. All right, you take a free society and you turn them into slaves. Guess what? They're going to be stressed out. Stress is stress on the body. It's wear and tear on your mind and soul. It's wear and tear on your body. That's stress, all right? We go and work. We, you know, say get paid $10 an hour. You know, we only get to keep $6 of it. The other $4 goes to the government, and nobody knows what that $4 goes to pay. Technically, what it goes to pay is an interest rate to a bank. for the government allowing the bank to print up the government's money. All right, and the money itself is not worth anything. It's just it's a note. All right, it's much like sharecropping. All right, sharecropping was an IOU. All right, you work on my farm and I give you a house. You don't work on my farm, you get nothing. Now, what we have to realize as a people is we don't need them. We don't. If we think, and we can apply this to every foreign policy and domestic policy, we can save ourselves. All right? If we start to think this way, we can save ourselves and save our country, save the world. I saw this interesting video on immigration earlier, and I'm sure you're pretty educated on the whole fact that there's not a politician running for president now, other than Ron Paul, that wants to close our borders or come up with a nice immigration policy that is comprehensive. They pretty much want to leave the borders open. Well, and they use the argument that our country was built by immigrants, we have to allow immigrants to come. I agree. We do need to allow immigrants to come, but there is such a thing called law. The law needs to be abided by. All right, we need to follow the law. We don't pass laws for no reason. If we just left the borders open, we'd have hundreds of millions of people crossing over the border. All right, and that is what is happening today. We have millions of people coming here. So what happens to the people that stand in line? They do their research, they become U.S. citizens, they immigrate, they pay their taxes. What happens? How do you think they feel that somebody under, someone from their country, even like Mexico, for example, someone from Mexico? Now they went through the whole process. They spent years going through the process. They did everything legally, and they work hard. Yet they pay their taxes. On top of it, they're a slave just like you and me. But yet somebody else can come here and underscore them, and easily break the law, come take their job, and keep their pay down. And not have to do it the hard way, like they had to. They do it dishonestly, and now they are rewarded by our government for being dishonest people. The reason why the government wants them to be rewarded as dishonest people is because if you are dishonest, you are more like them. That means you'll accept their dishonesty. If you accept their dishonesty, then they can. It's like a free get out of jail free card. They'll just continue doing these illegal lying policies that they've been continuing to do. I heard there's like the Iraq War. The Bush administration has lied 900 some times in the Iraq War. That doesn't surprise me, but that should surprise most Americans. That means basically everything that you heard about the Iraq War was a lie. So now 4,000 people have died in Iraq for lies. Nothing but lies. Yet you're still going to believe the government. All right, you're still going to believe this corporation. And you're going to continue endorsing it? Well, I can understand. Yeah, you're getting paid. All right, it must be nice to be paid at other people's, other people's getting hurt while you're getting paid. It's really upsetting. I was at a house not too long ago doing a roof repair, and the guy is telling me how great it is in Iraq right now. Well, he's a U.S. contractor. He makes $150,000 a year, and he's protected by our troops. All right, so of course he thinks, he's like, oh yeah, we get mortar attacks every once in a while, but it's real safe and everything's doing real good and we're building over there. And of course he wants us to hear the good about things, but he's lying. It's not good over there. I'd like to see him protect himself instead of our troops protecting him, because chances are he'd be a dead man. He'd be dead. He'd be dead over there if it wasn't for our troops. And I'm really upset that our troops are protecting them. But the reason they're doing this to our troops is because they're getting rid of our troops, all right? They're bringing their morale down. They're running our equipment to the ground because they want our military to fall. If our military falls apart, then we are susceptible to attack. not just from the outside, but from within. All right, domestic enemies. This is the whole oath of office. They took an oath. Government officials and the military is to uphold the Constitution from domestic and foreign threats. All right, there is a huge domestic threat. The reason they're allowing all these immigrants to come to the United States is because these immigrants are willing to do whatever it takes to have that little bit of better in their life, okay? I mean, I don't blame them. They're coming here, they want a little bit better. So, if you were threatened to be sent back to your country, which you could die at, you could die from starvation or murder, it's just a horrible conditions, and you're loving it here in America, and you're threatened to go back unless you shoot an American, would you do it? Would you be a soldier for the New World Order? I bet you would. And this is one of the problems we have here. You see, Rome did this. Rome had used foreign combatants to control their population during rebellion, because their population would not fight against their own population, so they used foreigners. This is what's happening now. Our military has been filled out with illegal immigrants because they are allowing the illegal immigrants to have citizenship afterwards and benefits from the U.S. government. So the immigrants are like, you know, hell yeah, this is what I need to do, you know. So what if I kill a couple Americans? Yeah, I'll do whatever it takes because I want better for my family. And I can't blame them for it, but I can blame our government because that's wrong. Some people say, oh, but you can't do this to the third world. You can't do it to the third world. Well, I just watched this video on immigration this morning that was very, very interesting. It had this humongous jar of gumballs, all right, which represents all the people in the world that are more poor than the people than any people in Mexico. Okay, so they're more poor than the people in Mexico. The amount of immigrants coming into the United States every year represents one gumball. All right, about one million immigrants come to the United States every year, and they fill up this little glass, and a little glass every year, you know, 10 years, you got 10 million immigrants. I mean, it's steadily on a incline, so, you know, a couple of years, it'll be 2, 3 million a year. But the argument is human rights activists. They're like, we got to help the third world by giving these people a better life, all right? What does the third world really want? They want family planning. They want us to help them plan their families, you know, give them better advice, better money, you know, for helping their country from overpopulation. Instead, what we do is we allow illegal immigrants to come in, and we take their 25% of their best people, their best tradesmen, their best doctors, nurses, and they come here and they work. Like, for example, a doctor that would make, you know, $500,000 a year here, they immigrate here and they're making $80,000 a year and they're happy. But are they doing their country any good? No, because they just left their country to come here. So we're stealing the good, the people that are, that could be making these changes in other countries. We're stealing them, and we're taking them here. And they might be, you know, better for America, but that's not better for their countries. Their countries are getting worse. The populations are growing. People are starving. Wars are breaking out. Mass genocides. It's very upsetting. Now, every year, millions and millions of people, now you're talking like maybe like 80 million people are like just added to the population of the world every year. So you got all these people in the third world, which is like, you know, 60 times what our immigration is. So every year we're allowing people to come here saying, hey, we're helping the third world, we're helping the third world. Well, the third world is getting worse, and the third world's getting worse. It's time for change, people. We need to bring our troops home and guard our border. Because law is the rule in the land. Alright, next subject I'd like to get into here. Once again, I gotta get into this. Is the Ron Paul Revolution. I mean, bless all those people out there that are, you know, finally standing up. They see that they're not alone. You're not alone. If you feel what I feel, if you see what I see, you know, you know you're not alone. I see Ron Paul signs everywhere. And it's not about the man. Let me tell you, the man is just the messenger. He's the messenger for the message. It's the message that is taken off, and they cannot kill the message. There is not a gun big enough to take us out. All right, because the message is spreading. There is no boundaries for this message. Males, females, African American, Latino American, Caucasian American, Native American. This is a thought, and the thought is freedom. All right, liberty. Liberty from people being able to take advantage of your rights. They are legislating your rights away. And what are you doing about it? There's not much you can do because the system is broke. We cannot fix the system. The system is going to fall because there are too many people that do not see the truth for what it really is. And when the system falls, it's going to fall hard. But it's up to us. The people, the part of the revolution, the people that are educated, understand what's going on, understand the mistakes that we have been making and we are continued to make it. And it's up to us, when it falls, to pick up the pieces and put it back together. We cannot allow the establishment to put it back together. Love you guys, you know, you guys have been great. Keep up the good work. The people out there are waking up. I meet new people every day. You know, they're joining the revolution. And don't forget about the march. We have to get together. We have to make a stand. All right? We're going to march on Washington, and we are going to tell the world that our civil rights are not going to be taken from us. These are our God-given inalienable rights that cannot be taken. We're going to stand there. We're going to stand firm, and we're going to tell them how it is. Because like Reagan said, we, the people, are the driver. The government is the car. The government doesn't tell us what to do. We tell the government what to do. All right, I'd like to leave this off on a little Marley. If you don't have any Marley, I highly suggest you purchase some Marley. Marley is great music, and he's got a great philosophy. All right, one love, people. I have lots and lots and lots of Marley CDs, and I don't buy it because I want to be part of the system and part of the whole economics thing. I get Marley because he's got a message. He is most definitely one of the prophets of our time. All right, he's got to be a saint. He is one. That's what I believe because he tells it how it is, and he's very, very good at telling it. And his message must be spread to everybody. There's a reason why he was blessed so musically talented. I'm serious. There's a reason why he was blessed with the gifts that he has. And his gifts will live on in a lot of people's minds and hearts for generations to come. Here's Marley. It's called Concrete Jungle.
Sun will shine in my day to day.